I have journeyed in ministry, and I've brought just one word of reminder to my colleagues who are here today. Reverend MacLean, in his sermon this morning, framed this sermon as he spoke to the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. And in particular, as he quoted from Timothy, the foundation, the context in which I speak has already been set. Paul is writing to Timothy. He referred to him as his son. And he's writing to a young man at a very crucial stage in his own ministry. He was in prison. He told Timothy in the letter that he wrote him in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy that as far as he was concerned at that point, his life was already poured out as a drink offering. He anticipated just one more visit from Timothy, his servant. And he encouraged him to come hastily. And if we were where Timothy was and we got that letter from Paul saying, your mentor, your spiritual advisor, your spiritual father is about to leave, chances are our spirits would be broken. Chances are our response to that would have been disappointment. Because your mentor, the one who you look up to, is telling you that he's about to die. And his death is one that would not have encouraged you. He would not be dying from long life. He would become a martyr for the kingdom. Then he tells Timothy that the context in which he is ministering would be an increasingly difficult time in which to minister. He tells Timothy that the foundations that undergirds life and living are crumbling. It is as though a 7.0 earthquake has come and is crumbling the building. For he tells him, one, that the family structure that you have benefited from, that which you have grown accustomed to, is going to get worse and worse as children become more disobedient and disrespectful of their parents. He tells him that the social structure that we are accustomed to in terms of the friendships that we share, the persons whom you can run to in times of difficulties, he says that it is going to be in a time when they will betray you. Friends will betray friends. And you will not be sure as to whether or not you can share a little secret with a friend. Then he tells Timothy that the world in which he's ministering is increasingly going to become more materialistic as people will love themselves and love their money. And people will be pursuing pleasure over anything spiritual or godly. He tells them, even worse, you who are ministering in the name of God, increasingly the people to whom you are called to minister are going to be becoming more ungodly. They are going to reject God. And you are going to have to stand like Minister Noah, preaching for 120 years. And do not have anybody likely to respond to the gospel you preach. Mm-hmm. In this context, We ask ourselves then, why would Timothy or anybody else embrace this call to ministry? Why would anybody, in light of the social degradation that is about to take place before our very eyes, why would anybody embrace the ministry? So Paul calls Timothy, and it is in this context that he calls a young man. He didn't send him to university to consult with those with PhD. He did not send him to the political directorate who have the power to make legislation that will in some way, shape, or form cause a reversal or a mitigation of the moral declarance that was about to unfold. He did not do that. The Apostle Paul called upon a young man. And I asked myself as I prepared this text, I wonder if Paul did lose it. I wonder if he was losing it. But he confidently called upon this young man. And in chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, he said some things to him that we need to be mindful of. In the interest of time, he noted that Timothy, as he brought him his greetings and blessings, he says to Timothy, "May God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace." May you experience the divine blessings of Almighty God. And may you recognize, young minister, that you have been divinely blessed of Almighty God, for he has extended to you his grace, his mercy, and his peace. He says to us that if we are going to be effective ministers in a context where the society and the infrastructure that supports life and living is going to deteriorate, we need the grace of God. We need the mercy of God. We need the peace of God. Brothers and sisters, when everything around us is crumbling, may we remember that the divine God Almighty stands steadfast and that he is here to support and undergird us in difficult times.